One thing we need to do is be aware of the deceptions that that we deal with on a daily basis. The reason that you know, the Father tells us to come out of her. Well, what does he mean by that? Well, to come out of her, he means to come out of you know, organized religion, come out of the organized medical community, come out of the grocery stores, come out of the cities. You know, it's all a big deception with regard to the things that we deal with on a daily basis. You know, I have done some research recently into the mycoplasm, and I found out that it comes from the Brucella organism that has been found in milk. And I was trying to explain, I took a trip back to my hometown, I was trying to explain to a friend of mine the deceptions that have been, that we're dealing with regard to, you know, with the sickness, with the illness, with the increase in Alzheimer, AIDS, chronic fatigue syndrome, Crohn's colitis, multiple sclerosis, and many other things. And I had documents in front of me, and I had a patent that was issued in the 90s to one of the researchers and to the government. I can't remember whether it was the Army or whatever, but it was a research facility. And they were issuing a patent on the AIDS virus, autoimmune deficiency syndrome. And I didn't know that the man that I was talking to, well, an older man came in and sat down. I found out later he was a medical doctor. And I went on and to tell him that not only had I, you know, gotten the research, I had the stuff in front of me, but that the government had back as early as the 50s been testing their experiments on the public unknowingly. It had done it not only in Florida with release of mosquitoes that were infected with the mycoplasma, which is a crystalline form of the RNA or DNA that it has to, you know, that it controls the cells. But without a cell, it's almost impossible for the medical community to find out what's involved in the reason we are sick. So I told a friend of mine, I tried to explain to him a little bit about this, and I was starting on the fact that in the 50s, the United States government had gone to Winnipeg, Canada, because it had 500,000 people at that time. They wanted to do some air testing, and they wanted to see if they could cause people, by spraying this mycoplasma in the skies, they wanted to see what kind of response they could get. Now, they had what they called attenuated this virus in solution down to where it was very, very diluted. And they did so, and they found out that the people did react with colds, sniffles, and different things of that nature, and they could kind of see what type of a response they had. If they had done it in a larger concentration, what kind of effect it would have if they had done it in a greater concentration. So they had even misinformed the mayor of Winnipeg at that time to what they were doing. But you know, the government does basically what they want, and they've been experimenting on the American populace for many, many years. So I was telling them about Winnipeg, and I had told them about Florida. And this was an older man in his 80s. He had subsequently retired as a medical doctor. As far as making a living, I found out after he left that he had been generously donating his time to help people in free clinics and different things around the area to try to help them. But he wasn't buying anything that I was saying, and he was getting a little bit edgy. So in a few minutes, he says, and I won't quote his exact words because it's rather inappropriate for radio, but he said, "I'm not believing this bull blank blank that you're putting out." And I asked him, I said, "Well, what about it don't you believe?" He said, "I'm not believing this bull blank blank that you're putting out." He says, "I've never heard such in my entire life." And I said, "Well, what about it don't you believe?" I said, "I have the documents. I have the patent on the mycoplasma that the government actually patented." I said, "I have the reports and the information of the different tests that the government has actually put out." I said, "As a matter of fact, the government, who likes to sometimes take credit for the research that they do and how they're always putting out manuals and books with regard to the research and investigative abilities that they perform, they put out a book in the 70s that more or less said that they had come up with something new through the Brucella bacterium and had been able to crystallize it, and they were talking about the autoimmune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS as we know it today, that they had been able to come up with, or had been able to produce. And subsequently, shortly after that they had put this out, Henry Kissinger and some of the other people in the administration at that time felt this would be rather inappropriate. They felt that nobody would probably see it anyway, and it would be buried, but they thought it best to completely have a recall and all of those manuals that had been sent to the various libraries in the city libraries, county libraries, to the medical centers, to the different colleges, and every place like that. So they had a recall on these manuals. And the reason they had a recall is because they knew that if someone ever found out in the 70s that they had invented the syndrome that we now call AIDS, that it would definitely be man-made, and that everyone would realize that it didn't really come, as Lynn Horowitz puts out in his book, from the green monkeys in Africa. So a man by the name of Donald Scott, who was a college professor, started doing his investigative work to try to help certain people that had contacted him because they had been turned down for health benefits and retirement benefits and different things with the various companies and agencies because they did not understand what the mycoplasma, what the Brucella bacterium was, and how it was all interrelated together. So Donald Scott has led the hunt and the search and the effort in trying to deal with this on a wide scale. He also has the Common Cause Research Group involved in it, and they're making some headways, and they put out several manuals and different things to help along these lines. And one of the books that I'm going to be using tonight the information comes directly out of the Crusader magazine, and it's entitled, it was from the October-November 2002 issue. And to tell you a little bit about this mycoplasma, it's called Mycoplasma fermentans, It probably comes, of course, as I stated, from the nucleus of the Brucella bacterium. It's not a virus, and it's not a bacterium. It's a mutated form of the Brucella bacterium, and it's combined with a visnavirus from which the mycoplasm is extracted. Now, as I said, the mycoplasma underwent biological warfare research between 1942 and the present time. And as I said, they reduced this mycoplasma into a crystalline form. They weaponized it, and they've been testing it on unsuspecting public in North America. A man by the name of Dr. Maurice Hillman, a chief virologist for the pharmaceutical company of Merck, Sharp, and Dohme, stated, "This disease agent is now carried by everybody in North America, and possibly most of the people throughout the world." Now, despite the reporting flaws that we have, there have clearly been an increased incidence of all the neurosystemic degenerative diseases since World War II, especially with the arrival of the previously unheard of diseases such as the chronic fatigue syndrome and the AIDS virus. Now, some of the things that this mycoplasma can cause in certain instances, depending on the state of your autoimmune system, the state of the health of your body. Now, somebody might get the same exact sample, and it would have different effects on different people. Some people might get AIDS. Some people might get cancer. Some people might come down with a chronic fatigue syndrome. Some people might get Crohn's colitis. Some people might come down with type 1 diabetes. Some people might come with multiple sclerosis. Some people might come down with Parkinson's disease. Some people might come down with Wegener's disease and collagen vascular diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and Alzheimer's. And this is what I was trying to explain to this man, that the government, our government, back in 1933, when they went signed on to the War Powers Act, the United States public became the enemy of the government. And, of course, if you're the enemy of your government, they can do basically what they want. And experimentation without knowing this has been a big thing. There have been many experiments going on. I mean, this just isn't the only one. You know, and some of this stuff now, it says, the father says, you know, that toward the end, all the secrets will be exposed, and this is what's coming out right now. People are finding out why, after many, many years of cancer, for one thing, you used to never have, it wasn't a big problem, and one out of 25 people might come down with it. And now, if you're married and have a child, they're now stating that one of you three will come down with cancer of some kind. So this is something we need to be aware of. And, because we come down with these symptoms, the doctors don't even know, because they were not taught this in the schools, how to even detect it or how to even treat it. So in this magazine, and I made an offer on WWCR, if you're interested in, you know, getting this magazine, you can call my office. I'll give you the number at the end of the program. You can call my office, and I will make this this magazine available to you for a love offering. Now, one of the things we need to be aware of, the man that actually came up with the pathogen was a man by the name of Dr. Shai-Ching Lo. And he's the one that did most of the research. And we have found out now that this mycoplasma creates two type of biological weapons. It creates one that kills, and it creates one that is disabling. And for your own knowledge, they used these biological weapons against Germany and Japan to show you how far back they went. They certainly didn't. They wanted to see how that this would have an effect on the soldiers on the other side. This was all brought about by a special virus cancer program that was created by the CIA and the NIH to develop a deadly pathogen for which humanity had no natural immunity. AIDS was disguised as a war on cancer, but was actually part of the MK Ultra Naomi project. Many members of the Senate and House of Representatives did not know what had been going on. And they were looking for this paper called the Special Virus Cancer Program Progress Report Number 8 and couldn't find it. So they even had to write to this Dr. Donald Scott to get a copy because no one seemed to have a copy of this report. So here we go. The government, our own government, feels it can not only, use biological weapons on us, but it doesn't even have to tell us that it's been used. Now let's talk about a problem that many are aware of now. Let's talk about the Desert Storm Syndrome. The Desert Storm Syndrome came about. Of course, everybody was inoculated with a Desert Storm vaccination, which came about through a company that one of its larger stockholders was the former George Bush, the President of the United States. And I understand that that the pharmaceutical company is down in Texas somewhere. I think it's down. Well, there's my music. It sounds like we're at the bottom of the hour. I think we probably have our phones right now, so we're going to take two and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Well, hello everybody, this is Dr. Gary. We're back from the break. We're talking about the magazine Turning Disease into Weapons, the Mycoplasma, a Common Disease Agent Weaponized. It was written by Donald W. Scott. He's not a doctor, but he is a researcher. He was a college professor, and he has put out an interesting article here that makes you aware that some of these diseases such as Alzheimer, chronic fatigue syndrome, AIDS, and things such of that nature now are found to be man-made, as with most of the other things that we find. You know, it's funny, nobody had heard of smallpox, nobody had heard of bubonic plague and things of that nature. Now, all of a sudden, in these times of trouble of Jacob Israel, all these things are beginning to show up after years and years, and now we're talking about Saddam Hussein being charge of putting out the smallpox and the biological warfare, and we should be aware. But with all of this information that I have here, we really begin to wonder, is Saddam our enemy or somebody in the government that's putting out this stuff to kill us? I mean, who put out the envelopes that had all of the anthrax and the things like that in the envelopes? You know, they never have gotten to the bottom of that. They blamed it on somebody, but I think he was just taking a fall for somebody else. They just never seem to get to the bottom of anything, do they? You know, they kind of dropped the Waco massacre. They kind of dropped the investigation into the Oklahoma City bombing. They have seemed like they've discontinued any work on the World Trade Center towers destruction. They just can't seem to find out what's going on. And it's probably because they don't want the information to come out. So You know, they found out with this Brucella bacterium by weaponizing it, they could take the DNA and the RNA out of the cell. That's the brain of the cell, so to speak. And if they could crystallize it, they could have a salt shaker of that crystalline material, and then at a later date they could put it back in solution and spray it out. You know, you often wonder if you look up in the sky, what are these chemtrails? You know, we know for a fact if you go to carnicom.com on the internet and investigate these chemtrails, you know, these chemtrails didn't used to be with us. You know, the government, the military portion of the government, the Air Force in particular, has been spraying our communities with, I think they found aluminum oxide in it, plus some other things. Then they said that they had found freeze-dried blood cells in it, and they had found different pesticides and things like that. And you're wondering, you know, why are they putting that stuff out? We know that it has an effect on the weather. You know, is it being sprayed so that, you know, it will come into our lungs, into our bodies? If it has mycoplasm in there, it's gonna kind of sit kind of unknown for a long period of time, and then one day when our autoimmune system drops down, or we're given, is that part A, and if we're given part B, this all these sicknesses are activated and we all come down with some form of debilitating disease that makes us incapable of fighting back or working or whatever, and the country collapses in that manner. We just don't know what their reasoning is, but you can rest assured if they come up with all the weapons of mass destruction and they give them to Saddam, which I think they did probably in George Bush's reign. They gave them all to Saddam so he would have all of that material. And then they claim he's the villain. So they cause an action, they cause a disturbance, and then they, of course, have the solution for it. So this is the way that they work. So I'm bringing this to you tonight to know that sometimes that there can be a solution, but you have to be aware of it. Now, if we look at this, that they found out that they could spread it by spraying, they could spread it by insects. Of course, they could spread it in our food chain. They could infect cows and sheep with it. They could, you know, they can put it in the feed that goes to our dogs and our cats. We know the deer have it. We know for some mysterious reason, from an email that I got from a woman in North Carolina, that a lot of deer are dying from something called black tongue in North Carolina. And she said they're dying by the thousands. Now, we know that if a deer has mad cow disease, Crutchfield-Jacobs disease, which is CJD, or Crutchfield-Jacobs syndrome, it's a wasting disease too. And what happens is this mycoplasma gets up into the brain and it causes the brain to be spongy. It causes large voids in the brain. So if the animal has it long enough, the animal will just all of a sudden, he will probably start shaking a little bit, and then one day he'll just shake and fall down and he'll never be able to move again. So the animal will have to be disposed of, and unfortunately the animals that have been in the livestock arena, both in feedlots for both cows and sheep and probably other animals, when they would die like this, you know, too often the carcasses are ground up, put in with the feed to feed to other animals, and lo and behold, you know, the animals that are fed this material come down with CJD, or Crutchfield Jacob disease, which is it's what now they refer to as mad cow disease. What they were destroying these herds over in England for some time back. So we now know that that this, of course, this mycoplasma is a way that they can spread it to our food chain. Now, if they found out, the researchers, if they had the mycoplasma at a certain strength, and let's just say it was 10 to the 10th power, which would give us a rating of 1,010, it would develop into the AIDS virus. So this would be depend on a couple of things. It would depend on if you were a healthy individual, if you had a good autoimmune system that could fight back, if you, you know, or if you got a weak dose versus a strong dose, or if you got sick and your autoimmune system became very weak, or if you were in a bad accident, or, you know, or were hurt in an accident or something like that. Now, they give as an example of this, they give President Reagan. He was shot. He already has, as I said, everybody in this country probably has this mycoplasma inside of their bodies. But if you, you know, if you have it in your body and it's waiting to be activated by something, pray that we don't have accidents or our autoimmune systems get weak, or we've been making ourselves sicker by having aluminum. As I said, they're spraying aluminum oxide from what I'm seeing in the chemtrails. But, of course, we drink soda pop out of aluminum cans that's dissolved that goes into our body. They're putting aluminum in the deodorants I've been telling you for some time to get rid of. You cook with aluminum cookware, so here we go, all of this aluminum going into our bodies, it's having a detrimental effect on the autoimmune system, and it's making us sicker and sicker, and now we find out that now we have a sleeping giant inside of us, that if our autoimmune system gets so weak from now the aspartame that are in diet drinks that, believe me, most doctors still drink. So here I go back to this old doctor that was 80 years old, could not believe that our government would come up with something this horrendous, this heinous, to specifically use against its own people. But there again, friends, who's in charge of our government? We have allowed the Trojan horse to come in. The thief has come in at night and bound the strong man, and here we go. The old government that we had when America was founded is no longer here. It's run by strangers, and that's why our Father is not in our courts anymore. Prayer's not in schools. Prayer's not in the hospitals. You know, you can't say prayer at the football game. You can't say any prayers of any kind on TV. You know, we're in a situation where there's a reason to come out of all of this stuff. Take your child out of the school systems. Don't give them the vaccinations that are now found to have the mycoplasma in it. Don't give your soldiers the injections for the smallpox vaccination or for the Gulf War vaccination that is loaded with no telling what. You know, those people were infected and coming down with all of this stuff, and the government, in some instances today, still denies that there's anything wrong with these men. And why do they deny it? Because if they have the mycoplasma crystalline DNA and RNA structures in the cells, they can't see it. You know, Donald Scott has said, look for the back of the throat, and if there's a red little patch, like a strawberry-colored patch in the back of the throat, then you probably have the mycoplasma working in your body, and you're probably fixing to come down with something that I have described earlier. There's also another way to look at it. There is what they call a blood volume test. This blood volume test is a test that's given to people to see if they have adequate blood in their body. And specifically, if you have chronic fatigue syndrome, did you realize that most doctors don't even know how to find out what's wrong with you? They don't know to look in the throat to see that patch. They don't know to give you that blood volume test. People that have chronic fatigue syndrome, if they're given a blood volume test, are found to have 25 to 30% less operating blood cells, red blood cells, than normal people. This is the reason why they feel tired or fatigued, because the blood cells cannot carry the oxygen to the brain and to the other cells in the body, but they also cannot carry the nutrients and stuff that the body needs. They found out that this mycoplasma causes the red blood cells. The mycoplasma first uses the phenols in the different cells to grow and to start changing the body from a healthy body to a unhealthy body. Well, when the cells are affected by the mycoplasma, they swell to sometimes 8 to 10 times their normal size. So what does this do with regard to the nourishment of the body? Well, when the blood goes out from your heart, it goes to your lungs and it's reoxygenated, and then it starts to go to the other cells to keep the body alive, we find out, first of all, if the red blood cell is 8 to 10 times bigger than it normally would be, then it can't get through the capillaries to deliver its oxygen and nutrients to the rest of the body. So that's why when people have chronic fatigue, that they have pain all over their body, and their arms hurt, and their legs hurt, and their back hurts. You know, everything hurts. Well, if they run those tests that I've described, they find out that they have the cells that won't carry oxygen, it won't carry nutrients, and it can't get through the capillaries anyway to do it. Plus, they have found out that in some instances, only 8 to 15% of those remaining cells are functioning normal anyway. So here we found out the reason. People have this mycoplasma in their bodies. They don't even know it, and the doctors are not trained to recognize it. And that's why this old doctor that I mentioned earlier was completely taken, because he didn't know anything about it either. And, you know, when doctors don't know anything about it, it's got to be wrong, because most doctors are not open to new things. Dr. Scott, well, he's not a doctor, excuse me, Donald Scott, he said, he went before a committee, and he said, I'm trying to make everyone aware, especially the people on the board that decide whether you're going to get your pension or your disability or whatever. He said, I'm trying to make everybody aware what the problem with these people with chronic fatigue syndrome are. And the judge that was on the board made the statement. He says, well, I've never heard any of this before. He said, why don't they use this information? And he said to them, well, I've tried to give several seminars with regard to this information, and wherever I put out circulars, I put out flyers, I put out announcements, but unfortunately, the doctors never come. So they're not taught this in school, and they're not willing to learn it on the outside, so how do the patients know this? Well, the patients don't know. You know, there's been a movement, I heard about this information with Donald Scott on I heard about him on the internet, really. And I consequently wrote him. I got two of the tapes that he made and some other information, and even got a copy of the patent that was given to this Dr. Lowe in 1993, along with the military, for patenting the AIDS virus. Now, don't you think that most doctors need to know this information so that they can begin to treat the patients that they have for chronic fatigue syndrome or AIDS or whatever? You know, it's unfortunate that that the people that are in the medical profession today just aren't open like the naturopath or the homeopathic doctors. You know, unless it comes in a pill or something that the doctors have been taught, unfortunately in this society today, they're not open to it. Where the naturopaths that use herbs and natural ingredients to try to cure a problem are open. And that's one reason why the medical community is so down on us right now. So, they also did some testing on MS patients and found out that 95% tested positive for the Brucella virus. And we have a document from a medical journal which concludes that one out of 500 people who had brucellosis would develop what they would call neurobrucellosis. So here we are loaded with this these mycoplasmins, you know, that are in our bodies. They're in crystalline form now. They're hiding. They're waiting for something to happen. But there is a way to combat some of this stuff, and I'll read that. I'll turn over to the page where it's listed. And they have found out that in the early stages of this disease, doxycycline, which is a highly purified tetracycline, may reverse the disease process. It is one of the tetracycline antibiotics, but it is not bactericidal. It is bacteriostatic, which means it stops the growth of the mycoplasma, and if the mycoplasma can be stopped for a long enough period of time, then the immune system can take over. So, you know, this information is available. I know I'm going over it rather quickly because there's so much of this information that needs to go out there. You know, we have the tapes. We can make the tapes available to you. We can make the patent available to you. We can make the little magazine that, as I told you, came from the Crusader. We can make that available to you so that enough people can start putting this information out. And these older doctors, like I was confronted by the other day, you'll have information to back up what I'm saying. This information is out there if someone has an open mind to receive it. Unfortunately, this individual is typical of the medical community. If it doesn't come from a doctor, it's not valid. And because most doctors rely on treating an illness rather than getting to what actually causes the disease, you know, they're not interested. The pharmaceutical companies only treat the illness. We need to go back further to see why we're getting the illness. And this information that I'm putting out tonight will certainly make you aware of it. Now, doxycycline treatment is discussed in a paper by a mycoplasma expert, Professor Garth Nicholson, a Ph.D. of the Institute of Molecular Medicine. Dr. Nicholson is involved in a U.S. $8 million mycoplasma research program funded by the U.S. military and headed by Dr. Charles Engel of the NIH. The program is studying Gulf War veterans, 450 of them, because there is evidence to suggest the Gulf War syndrome is another illness or set of illnesses caused by the mycoplasma. Now, here we go. You know, I've given you tests that the doctors can run on you. I've given you you can look in your own mouth and see if you're tired, if you're fatigued, if you're run down, if you have the little red patch in the back of your throat. You know, you can go and you can say, could you run a blood volume test on me? Can you look at my red cells and see if they look normal? Do they look like they're larger than normal? Do they look like they could carry oxygen and nutrients to the parts of my body? Could you put me on doxycycline? I have the information that will tell you why I need this. You know, I'm on it now. You know, I'm trying to protect myself. My family's on it. Members of my staff are on it to try to keep themselves healthy because we know they're spraying, and we don't know why they're spraying. Well, it looks like my time has come and gone tonight. I'm sorry we had the equipment failure tonight with Truth Radio. But, you know, we did get to give you the information that I wanted to. I wish you would get in touch with Pastor Buddy tonight. He's at area code 423-626-2172. You can also reach him by email. It's buddy at www.gap.net. That's buddy at www.gap.net. You can always write to him, Pastor Buddy, Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. If you'd like to get some of this information from my office tonight, you can reach me at 877-289-7439. Well, also Dr. Jack at 828-321-1010. It sounds like my music's coming on. We sell Miracle 2 products. Try to help support us. Give us a radio check. Call my number. Let us know. We need your help. We need your support. Pray for us. We appreciate you listening. This is Dr. Gary. Have a good one. Praise Yahweh. Shalom.
Evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.